Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Get to Know Grace episode of podcast where we sit down and we talk with people about their faith, about God's presence in their life, about the ways that the Spirit has shown up and done amazing grace-filled things in their lives. Today, we have a very special episode. This last Sunday, we confirmed three of our members, Eleanor, Jonathan, and Drew. We are so proud of all of you, and we are so excited for everything that comes next. Today, as part of our Get to Know Grace series, we are so lucky that we get to have a piece of their story. So we're going to hear from Eleanor, from Jonathan, and from Drew, their faith statements that they shared with the congregation this last Sunday. These witnesses to God's presence amongst us, to God's beauty in the world, are just fantastic. May they bless you. May they re-Jesus you. May they inspire you to see Jesus, to see the Spirit, to see God's very being and everyone and everything around you. Here are Eleanor, Jonathan, and Drew.
Hello, I am Eleanor Hoffman, and my Bible text for my faith statement is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Jesus has commanded us to love one another, but I confess I struggle to find the courage to do so. All the while that I find myself frightened by rejection and dismayed by indifference, Jesus would be standing there whispering to me and pointing to those moments, saying, there, that's where love is, and that's where love could be. Over the past year, I've begun to see where love is and where it could be, but still, I find myself inert. I see where that love is, but what do I do? How do I know what to do? Jesus whispers, act in compassion. How? Like a patient teacher, he waits for me to eventually realize his meaning. I have learned that to be able to recognize love is to recognize the sacrifices given through that love, such as the strength to let yourself become vulnerable by putting faith into another, or as I have found, acting through sincerity, the act of compassion that I have discovered is reminding someone, truthfully, the importance you see in them. Jesus was the one to show me this, where I have held people crying in my arms or have desperately pleaded those close to me not to give up on themselves and their lives. Jesus was there whispering, this is where love is. This is where love could be. I ask upon Jesus for the courage to have compassion, and he continues to show me where it is and where it could be. Amen.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Mingus, and this is my faith statement. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Recently, my much-loved grandfather passed away. I know that through my faith in Jesus, I will get to see him again in heaven. I know this because of Jesus' love for us and because of my faith in his promise of eternal life. My belief in Jesus has helped me to be strong and help my grandma with Jesus' help. I know that I can help others to come and believe in him. I can do this by helping people I know through my actions and speech, by being kind and courteous to the people in my neighborhood. I can show God's love for all of us through our believing in Jesus. We are all God's children, and through Jesus, He loves all of us as He loves Jesus, His Son. My faith in Jesus has helped me in these past few months to work through grief and has helped me to assist my grandma to adjust to a new life. I have seen how her faith has helped her through this difficult time. Jesus has promised that he will always be with us and that he will stay with us until we go to live with him forever in heaven. I know that he has been and always will be guiding me through life and helping me to make good choices as to what I need to do and say. I know that by my faith he has taken my sins away so that when I pass on, it will be to live with him forever in heaven. Jesus is my faithful companion and friend. He shares my happy times and my sad times. Whenever I need him, he is always by my side, his helping hand on my shoulder to guide me and show me the way I need to go. I will forever be grateful and proud to call him my savior and friend.
Hello, I'm Drew Nelson, and this is my faith statement. Colossians 4:2. devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. I remember during vacation Bible school, we had to find a God sighting every day and then share it with everyone the following day. Originally, I had a tough time with this because personally, I don't see miracles happen every day, and it's not like you can look outside and see Jesus walking his dog. But after people began to share their God sightings, that's when I started to understand a little bit more. You don't see God, you just see parts of him. When someone does something nice for you, that's God using them as an outlet for his kindness and compassion. And even seeing something normal like a cool-looking cloud is a sight of God's creation. I remember one time, I was in math class, and I finished an assignment early. But rather than going on my phone or doodling, I decided to pray. About a minute into my prayer, I got a little discouraged because I wasn't sure if God was out there listening. But at that moment, I looked outside to see an airplane flying by. A few years prior, I would have just seen that as a normal plane and that the school might be under a flight path. But now I saw that plane as God's presence and that he was out there listening. My favorite Bible verse is Colossians 4:2. It says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful." Although it can sometimes be difficult to see God's presence and work in the world, I learned that as long as you stay optimistic and keep an eye out for him, you'll see him. At the beginning of this year, my sister's car got set on fire right outside of our house. During that time, I tried to remember that God was there and that he allowed that to happen for a reason, but that reason didn't jump out to me right away. A few weeks later, we bought her a new car, and to get to the dealership, we had to drive through where my grandparents live. When we got back from the dealership, we got a call from my grandpa telling us that if we had stopped by their house on the way back from the dealership, we would have seen that my grandma's health was deteriorating. So looking back at it, my sister's car getting set on fire allowed us all to spend more time with my grandma before she passed. Sometimes seeing God's presence in the world and in our lives can be hard to do, but he'll always lay out the dots for us to connect. Whenever I'm in a tough situation, I know that it's God's work and that it's happening for a reason.
Absolutely incredible. Three witnesses to the ways in which God is active in the world, to the ways in which the Spirit calls us, claims us, and sends us to be God's people in God's world. Thank you so much to our confirmands for sharing their stories, for sharing some of their selves with all of us. It is so inspiring and so just absolutely phenomenal and excellent. Join us next week as we jump back into our interview sit-down style with another Get to Know Grace guest. I'm Pastor Rachel. It has been lovely spending this time with you. Looking forward to next week. Until then, go with God's grace, go with God's goodness, go with God's love. Have a great week, everybody.